The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto. Starting a few minutes late there because I was having a few microphone problems, and I ended up just breaking the clip a little bit. So I need to go replace that. Anyway, welcome. And in today's video, or if you listen to the podcast, we're going to talk to you about rent-to-rent training. So rent-to-rent's quite an interesting one for me. It's, you know, if it had been around 20 years ago, that's exactly what I would have started with as well. And so there's pros and cons to it. But I would have definitely started there. But for me, rent-to-rent is a stepping stone to greater things. And so I don't think that you should just get stuck in doing one particular thing, like rent-to-rent. I know some people want to do that, and that's okay. It's just my opinion. It differs to yours. That's fine. So, but for me, rent-to-rent is like a temporary thing. You're going to basically take over somebody else's property for maybe 7 or maybe 10 years, or however long you can get. It's going to be signed contractually by both sides. And you're basically saying that I will rent your property from you, Mr. Landlord, and then I'm going to sublet it out to somebody else. And then you've got that for 7 to 10 years. Now, there's two opposing viewpoints on this. So the first one is Robert Kiyosaki would say it's not about owning the asset, it's about controlling the asset. And I totally get that. You could rent a Ferrari. Sorry, let me rephrase that. You could lease a Ferrari out, you know, £1,000 a month, and then you could sublet it out, you know, £300 a day sort of thing. You could do all that. You don't own the Ferrari because you're just leasing it. So it is about controlling the asset, not owning the asset. So there's that aspect. And then the other aspect is I believe you should own the asset, right? Because the asset has an opportunity to go up in value. So if you're getting a 100 grand house and you're renting it for the next 10 years and it goes up to 150 grand, that's the landlord's capital growth. It's not yours. So the way to get around that is either to buy it or put a lease option on it. But let me just do this as a diagram so you can see actually what the relationship looks like between you and the landlord and a tenant. So it's called rent to rent, okay? So you're renting from a person and you're subletting effectively to somebody else, okay? You're the person in the middle, and we'll draw a stick man. It could be a stick woman, ladies, if you're watching. It could be a stick woman as well. let's not get too excited about whether it's male or female. We'll do the next one female as well. I know it upsets people for some reason. I have no idea why, but it does. So rent to rent. Okay, so this is you. Stick you in red. That's you. Perfect. And you're going to go to a landlord who's a bit fed up. And the landlord who's been in the game for 20 years, let's say. And there she is. Perfect. Give some hair. Give him a little bit of hair as well. There you go. So this person is the landlord and they're a retired landlord, or maybe they're just going away, or maybe they've just got health problems and they don't want to have to do, you know, managing tenants anymore, but they don't want to sell their property, okay? Or maybe they're in negative equity and they, you know, they can't sell their property. So this person here, they've got a problem and you've got to look to solve that problem. And again, you know, it's the same problem as we talked about with lease options. Death, it's the four D's, right? Death, departure, divorce, and debt. So they could be going through a divorce. They could be emigrating to America or Australia or anywhere else. They could be coming to live with me in Spain. Who knows, right? So we've got death, departure, death. So it could be that their partner's died, or it could be that they've actually died. Their son or daughter's taken over it, and they just want, and it's mortgage free, by the way, and they just want the income without having to be a landlord, okay? Or it could be, you know, debt, as in they don't want to be a landlord anymore, but they can't sell it. Now, there's a fifth type of person on here, and that sort of person is a homeowner. So a homeowner could be just a normal person like you or I. If you class me as normal, I appreciate that gesture. Thank you.
But a homeowner is just somebody who's got a property and they don't know what to do with it. They could have been left it again by a will. They could be moving away, but they just want to do something with this house. Maybe they don't want to sell it, or maybe they can't sell it. So what happens is you come along and go, hey, how's it going? And they go, not so good. I've got this property and I need to do something with it. And then you go, okay, well, actually, I can help on that. How about I rent your property from you for, I don't know, what would work for you? 7 or maybe 10 years? And they go, yeah, 10 years, that'd be brilliant. Thank you very much. And you go, okay, so, well, the rental value right now is £600 a month, but I'm going to give you, and I'm going to guarantee rent every single month, whether tenants pay or not. I'm going to guarantee you £350 on the first of each month for the next 10 years without fail, guaranteed. You've got no voice to deal with, no tenants to deal with. You've got no issues to deal with, no tenants getting locked out, no tenancy agreements, no minor damages. We cover all that. Anything major like a boiler goes or the roof needs replacing or, you know, anything major, then obviously we'll come back and you need to do that because it's still your house. But anything, you know, inside the house will cover damages by tenants, for example, will cover that too, because you have to be the responsible landlord, right? You're subletting it from this person. So they hopefully go, wow, that's amazing. That's the best offer I've had ever in my entire life. I wish I had 100 properties to give you. That's fabulous. We love you. Thank you very much. So now you've got the house. Okay. By the way, not all deals go as smooth as that. Just to clarify, they don't go all as smooth as that. So now what you've got to do is you've got to go find the next person who you're going to sublet it to. And let's make this a female too. Let's make this one male. There's his hair. Okay. He's got feet. There we go. So this person here. Now, let me just do this slightly different, actually. Instead of doing one person, let's just do it slightly differently. And let's say that this is a four-bed house. Now, if it's a four-bed house, by the way, it's going to be classed as a house of multiple occupation, potentially. Depends on what's going on in your area. And in certain areas, we have something called Article 4. So Article 4 will determine whether you can rent this as a HMO or not. But let's just say that you've got four bedrooms in this and you've got one person here. There we go. We've got another person here. And so what you're going to effectively do is you're going to sublet this to four different people. If it's a four-bed house, you might even get five bedrooms out of it. Obviously, you have to comply to the HMO requirements. It's really important because if not, you get fined. We actually made a mistake in my lettings agency. We had a guy and it was a four-bed house. And I said, well, what we're going to do is we're going to rent out three rooms. Six-bed house. That was it. Five-bed house. We were going to rent out four of those rooms because the old definition of a HMO was five or more people over three or more stories. Okay. It's tall. So we put four people in, which kept us underneath that HMO threshold legally. What did the landlord do without telling us? He put a fifth person in that house. Why would you do that? So now we, as the letting agency, we are in breach of the HMO law, and we went to court. We had to explain to the judge what had gone on. Let me just check, by the way, because this is not back to front, and it should be back to front on the images. Let me just do that. There we go. That's a bit better. There we go. Okay, so we had to go to the judge and we had to explain to the judge that this is what had happened. And so we got fined. We got like I think £2,000 fine. So if you don't get this right, I think it's actually a criminal offence. I think technically it's a criminal offence. Now, it wasn't me personally. It was my lettings agency. So it was a business. You can't put a business in prison, by the way, which is quite cool. But I think it's a criminal offence. But you've got to double check on this, right? Because this is really important. Anyway, so what you then do is you've got this four-bed house. You're now subletting it to these people here. And so, you know, if you're getting, like, to be fair, £350 is probably going to be quite cheap to get a house with four bedrooms. But let's just run the numbers for now. And I'll tell you what, let's just put £600. So you've got £600. That's what it's costing you. Plus you've got gas, water, electricity, £300 there, council tax, all that stuff. So your total that you're spending is £900. And depending what you can get here, so if you can get £350 a month times four, is $1,400 a month. So you're going to make £500 profit every single month from a house that you don't own for the next 7 or 10 years, whatever you've negotiated, you could earn £500. Now, you might not get 350, you might only get 300. So if you're only getting 300, that does change the numbers quite significantly. So 300 times 4 is £1,200. So now that's gone down to £300. And I'll tell you, for me, there's not enough in it on a deal like that. Okay. It's just not enough in it. 350, yeah, £500 a month. £300 a month profit. What if you only rent to three people? Three people times, there we go. So that's £900. Now it's wiped out all your profit. You're down to zero. That makes me very uncomfortable. Makes me very uncomfortable. So you've got to make sure that the numbers are going to work. Now, what is it that you need to make sure that you understand when you're doing rent to rent? Well, there's probably a number of things, actually. And so the first one is you've got to be able to find the deal. Find deal. Because if you can't find a way of finding properties that are empty, or properties where a landlord's distressed in some way, or the homeowner is distressed in some way, and then you can go in, explain what you do, and then negotiate, then your rent-to-rent business has failed before it's even begun. And so that can be a problem. The second bit is you've got to find a deal. You've got to negotiate. And you've got to know what to say to the owner, for example. You also need to understand what your legal requirements are. Legal requirements. Because if you get that wrong, you're going to get fined like we did. That must have been about 12 years ago, I reckon. It was very stressful, by the way. I mean, I've been in court a lot with family court. And that was really before family court. These days, you know, it's like Londoners who go out to the countryside. They just go and try and breathe in some fumes because they miss the fumes in London. Well, that's me with court. I've not been in family court for quite some time. And I'm getting jitters because I miss it. But this is not the court you want to be in. Well, neither is family court, frankly. But this is not the court that you want to be in. And if you get it wrong, you're going to get stuck. Okay. The next one then is finding and managing tenants. So how do you, you know, there's four people at £350 a month. How are you going to find those? Where do you find them? How do you rent to them? How do you make your rooms look good? How do you guarantee that you're going to make your numbers work? How do you get more certainty? Because the problem with property, if, you know, like I think property is really low risk, okay? But you speak to somebody else who's brand new to property, they go, oh, no, it's really high risk. I knew a guy and he rented it and stuck pizza boxes to his walls. And like, I've heard that for 20 years. 20 years in, all those people that didn't start plotting property are now regretting it. And here we are in Spain. Do you know what I mean? So for me, property is really low risk. But I know how to get deals. We know how to negotiate. We understand the legal requirements now. We know how to find and manage tenants. And then the last one is to systemize. I would put systemize and automate the process. So I run my portfolio. Good morning, Abby. I run my portfolio from Spain, and I run that portfolio with a handyman and a cleaner, and that is it. That is literally it. So one of the ways, for example, that works is my cleaner does all the viewings. Or usually, if a tenant's moving out, I'll get that tenant to do viewings for a new tenant. But when there's not, you know, the property's empty, and the tenant's left, and the cleaner goes in, she cleans it, and at the same time, she does viewings for people, and it's really disarming for tenants coming in because they're expecting a landlord, and what they get is my cleaner, and so the barriers are down from a sales point of view. And so she closes loads of business for me. She's just a really sweet lady, and she's not corporate at all. Do you know what I mean? So she's just really nice, just shows people around, and we, you know, it literally takes one or two viewings every single time to rent stuff out. And in fact, it's very rare that we actually get her to have to rent anything out. It's only when a tenant's like done a runner or they've said, oh, I've left. I'm like, what do you mean you've left? You've not informed us, you know. That's when we go back to court, by the way, because we always, you know, contractually bound. But it's not often she actually has to do viewings for us because all our previous tenants do them and we tend to rent it very quick. But, you know, if you've got a problem with a washing machine, Dan, my washer's broken, great. Text Simon, he's our appliance guy. We send them a number. They contact Simon. He says, yeah, I've been around. It's 58 quid. I fixed it. Thank you very much, Simon. We've given him an instruction to, you know, anything less than 150 quid, you just go fix it. It doesn't matter. If you think maybe it's probably not economical to fix, like, send me a message for a price of a replacement item. And sometimes we'll just buy secondhand. Sometimes we'll buy new. Like, you know, we get 6-12 month warranties on them. That works really well for us. And we do all that from here in Spain. It doesn't take a lot of managing the tenants, but we've got a very systemized and automated process in order for us to do that. Now, how much does it cost you to get started with rent to rent? Well, actually, it doesn't cost you anything. The only thing I would suggest is that you get some training and you get some coaching. But really, once you know what you're doing, like, can you place adverts somewhere? Yeah. Online? Yeah. Can you speak to people on your own? Do you need help with that? Like, yeah, you need help with it, but can you do it on your own without paying anything? Yes. Can you read up on legal requirements? Well, if you know where to go, probably. Can you find and manage tenants? Well, maybe. But after 20 years experience for me personally, finding and managing tenants, there's a lot of stuff that you realise that isn't in the books. And make you systemise and automate the process. Now, I would probably say no to that because you just simply don't know how to do it. So what we would always suggest is that you go on some sort of training. Now, as it happens, there's some training tomorrow, and it's full day. Tomorrow is Saturday, just got my laptop down here, the 19th. And the good thing about the training is it's actually, it's like a live stream training, so you don't actually have to go anywhere. So if you've got, see, this is one of the problems, isn't it? If you've got kids and stuff like that, people go, well, I can't go on these trainings because I've got children. That's fine. Like Lucia, who's my little girl, she's 3.5, and when we want to watch something, we can put on the iPhone or the iPad and she can just watch My Little Pony on that. Sometimes we take a sneak peek at My Little Pony too because we really enjoy it, and Paw Patrol, obviously, Go Sky. So the beauty of having it live streamed instead of going to the event is that you don't have to go the event. So yesterday, Grant Cardone was in the UK at Expert Empires, and I was looking and I was like, oh, I'd really love to go see Grant. I bet he's brilliant. And then somebody live streamed it. And if you go to my website, it's actually there on my website. If you do a little search for Grant Cardone on the website, you'll find it. It's live streamed. So I've embedded that onto my website, which is really cool. So, like, that's such a great way of doing it. Now, if you want to go and have a look at the rent-to-rent training, then just drop me a PM. Drop me a message and we'll send you the link and let you have a look at it. It's £295. It's not me that's running it. It's another lady who's been in rent-to-rent for quite some time. And she covers all this stuff, finding deals, negotiating legal requirements, how to deal with tenants, how to automate and systemize the process. And you can do it all from the comfort of your own room, front room, or your bed, or if you want a pyjama day, or whatever, right? If you want to just go to a hotel, sit with your laptop, with your headphones in. And the way I actually do it is I put on my wireless headphones and I stream a lot of stuff through my wireless headphones, and then I can listen to it while I'm doing the washing up or doing whatever, because I'm a modern man. So, yeah, if you want more information about that, you want the link, you want to take a look, then just drop me a message via Facebook, or come to a website, or come and find me on LinkedIn or Twitter and just drop me a message. And we'll run through it for you. If you've got any questions, just let me know. And that, my friends, is rent to rent. And, you know, it's a great way of getting started if you've not got a lot of money to get started and you want to start generating regular monthly cash flow. So I'm a cash flow investor, okay? I used to be an investor that would buy properties, do them up and sell them. And we've done, like, a lot of those. But now we just rely on the money that comes in every month from our properties. And that's what rent to rent will give you. It won't give you the capital increases, but it'll get you out of the rat race. You know, £3,000-£4,000 a month. That for most people will get them out of the rat race. And on that deal before that we talked about with £500 a month, that's what, 8 deals? Can you do 8 deals in the next 2 years? Of course you can. Of course you can. Will it be exactly £500 every time? Not every time. It'll be slightly more, it'll be slightly less. Some deals, for example, will give you £1,000 a month, like, you know. And some deals that are just normal rent, normal single lets will give you £200 a month, but you've only got one tenant in there, so there's less risk and so on. And you're not having to pay for council tax and utility bills and that kind of thing. Anyway, hit me up if you want any more information. Other than that, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening on the podcast. And we'll speak to you on Monday. Today's Friday. So no live stream Friday or Saturday, but we're back on Monday. Have a great weekend, guys. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.